Blog Talk Radio.
He promised me he will
deliver. Hey, this is your sister Faye calling with a word of encouragement on Wednesday, March the 27th. 2024, when we fail, coming from Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, it reads, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. As Jesus was arrested and taken to trial, Peter denied knowing him three times. Find in Matthew 26, chapter 26, verses 69 through 75, as you read. Undoubtedly, this was a very low point in the disciples' life. However, if we're honest, we can relate to feeling such intense fear and confusion that we doubt God, even renouncing what we know about his loving character, unfailable wisdom, and resurrection power that can set everything right. Certainly, Peter felt his faith failure as deeply as you and I might, but what we need to see is that Jesus did not deny knowing him, and he doesn't reject us either. While God doesn't want us to yield to temptation, he knows we are not perfect. There'll be times when we stumble, but he doesn't want our failures to define us. Instead, he wants us to set our focus on him. After the resurrection, one of the first things Jesus did was to reassure Peter of his eternal love and purpose. God's plan for Peter's life had not changed, and it does not for you either. You remain a beneficial of his endless grace and eternal love. Therefore, if you fail, do not give up or be discouraged. Jesus will never give up on you. Let him restore you. Amen, amen for that word for today. And Heavenly Father, Jesus Yeshua, thank you for not giving up on us. Restore us and help us walk in your will. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name, most holy of the holy. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed day. Be safe out there. In some areas, it's raining. Here in Virginia, where I'm at, it's raining. So be careful with your drive. And I pray for those people that lives in, on their way to Baltimore or live in Baltimore City. I pray for those people that were lost when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. I pray for those families and those that are still missing. And I pray that God will find them. And I pray that this occurrence will never happen again. And I pray that that city or the bridge will be reconstructed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Have a blessed day. I have another word of encouragement for you on Friday. God bless you. Keep walking in faith and not by sight. Amen.